Hi, this is Heaton Shaw.
And this is Stelly Efty.
And today on the Startup Chat, we're going to talk about this idea of no excuses.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully, while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
Yeah, we want you to do your best.
I love it. Why do you want to talk about this, Heaton?
I want to talk about it because I've seen a pattern with some friends of mine that are founders, as well as, you know, just some pet peeves with team members around this thing called no excuses. And one of the examples I'll give just to kick it off, because I think you have some too, which is awesome because we just came up with this topic, is I've been working with a founder and there's a bunch of things he needs to do. I'm just, you know, and this is like more as a friend. I'm helping him with his deck. I help a bunch of people with that. And there's a bunch of questions he needs to answer. And, gave the questions to him like on a Monday. And then, and it's basically on him on the timeline. I'm not dictating much except that like I'm ready to work on it. And I thought we could get it done by Friday. So come Wednesday, I get this email that says, yo, dude, haven't been able to do it yet because of this, this, and this reason. And then that was it. And I'm like, okay, well, he didn't finish it. He couldn't do it. And he tells me 2 days later. And oh, by the way, we still haven't got that deck done. And it was supposed to be done like last Friday. And his email was like useless. It was like, he emails me and it's just full of excuses. And so it's like, okay, dude, like, can you, you know, like I didn't even want to email him back because he should have emailed me right away and said when he was going to get it done. Especially if I already set a timeline on it and said, hey, I think we can get this done by Friday if we can get these answers done quickly. And every time it's just interesting because like there's just a very specific communications cadence that you should have if, you know, someone's relying on you for something and not even trying to help you out, just in general, you know, you're blocking somebody. And all he would give me is excuses without telling me when he was going to get it done. It's a really good friend of mine, and I don't think he means to be doing that. So there must be something going on, you know. And I asked him about it a little bit. And one of the things he said is like, you know, I just have a lot going on and I look at things like that and I realize how much work it's going to take. And then I'm running around my day to day and I just don't end up getting to it. I'm like, oh, okay. And he's like, if I was reminded at the right time, then I would get to it. And you know what I would say then? I'm like, why don't you remind yourself? Right. So that was the story that led to the no excuses thing. And there's just a pattern over and over again of this, you know, in my life of, you know, people who give excuses and people who don't. And it's almost like a binary clear cut. And it's almost like a switch in people, I think. I guess my challenge is making that happen in my friend, basically.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? When we started this podcast together, we didn't know each other that well before. We hadn't worked together on anything. As I reflect back on our relationship, one of the things that I noticed is that whenever we had to make a decision or whenever, like, because we rely on each other, right? I'm traveling right now. I'm in Berlin. You're traveling. We need to make time together to create product, to create our recordings of the podcast. And we need to answer the questions that people send us. And there's always something going on. Although this is still a small project in our life, it is something that requires decision-making and some work. And sometimes I promise something to you and sometimes you promise something to me. But the funny is in a year's time of working together, or more than a year now, one thing that's super clear, one of the reasons I think why we work so well together and we never had any issues is that we could always rely on each other. I can't remember you ever not being able to do something. It's also incredible how few times, I think just once on your end and maybe once or twice on mine, we had to reschedule or cancel a recording. Because once we commit to it, we probably or usually show up. But I've never heard you make an excuse for anything you weren't able to do, right? Whenever something comes up, it's just, sorry, something came up, I suck, let's change this. Or I can't do it by this time, but I will do it by that time. And I realized that, you know, that's one main reason why we work so well together. But it's also one of the things that's highly irritating to me when somebody, like somebody making excuses is something that's super irritating to me. And I assume it's similar to you, just kind of picking up on the way that you're describing this interaction with your friend. Right, it's like we agreed that we would get something done. You didn't keep your side of the bargain, and what I got was not a new plan, a new action item, or action kind of what the next action step will be, or what we will change. What I got,
I got
is
bullshit.
All the reasons.
No, Stelly,
you made
I got
up
bullshit.
For. Yeah, you got bullshit.
I got bullshit. Like, yeah. It doesn't matter what his reasons are. I just got bullshit. Yeah. I should have got I should have got something faster. I should have got some understanding of what his timeline is. I should have got an understanding of, hey, I'm not going to be able to get it done, you know, and I got bullshit. You know? And I'm like sitting here like, hey, I'm trying to get this done for you, dude. And I'm here
to help.
I'm trying to help you.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like, you know? So
you're wasting my, you're like, it's like when I hear you describe him saying, you know, I run around and then I realize how much time this will take and I just don't have the time right now. It's like, yeah, but this other person is waiting for you. Their time is also valuable.
And you know what's worse? Like, it's cool. Like, you know, I mean, I have a relatively good tolerance for people wasting my time because I just shovel it off, right? He's wasting his time. Yeah. Fuck my time, yeah, dude. Yeah. Like, fuck my time. He needs to do something for himself. And he's giving me these excuses as if he's not going to do it anytime soon, you know? And I'm like, dude, like, just do it. Or just tell me when you'll do it. That's it. Don't need anything else. I am waiting on you, but I'm doing something for you and you're blocking me. So if I actually, because of that interaction, I started asking him about his team and I started asking all these questions. And then I gave him a framework. I don't know if he's going to use it, but I'm like, look, this is a CEO founder. Okay. And I just told him, if somebody is blocked by you and some action that you are not doing yet, what the fuck? That's your team. You know, they're blocked. Like, so, and I, in that respect, am on your team, right? And try to help you get something done. And I'm blocked, you know? And why can't, what I don't understand is, I'm not upset. It's just something that it just bugs the shit out of me because it's pretty basic, which is like, if you're a manager, a CEO, a leader, a founder, whatever, right? You have responsibility for other people. If they're sitting there trying to do work for your organization and they did it, and now it's on you. It's on you. They can't do anything with that thing until you move. You have to take an action. And it's so few people I meet like understand it.
Yeah, I think like your job at that point is to be oiling the machine so things happen quicker and not to be bottlenecking the process and slowing things down, right? You need to accelerate people, not slow them down. But also, so here's a big question, which is, why do people make up excuses? I have an answer to this or an opinion on it, but why do you think, because there are people, there's definitely groups of people, even in the entrepreneurial world, there's definitely a division between people that I think are not making excuses, or at least not regularly, they just own up to their mistakes and move on, versus people that do make excuses or make up excuses fairly frequently. What's the difference between the two? Why do people come up with all these excuses for not getting something done or not keeping their word or not delivering what they promised? What do you think?
I think it's just a subconscious ignorance most of the time, if I want to give the benefit of the doubt. And it's just ignorance to how you impact other people and how you're impacting yourself through things like that. That's how I feel. I think it's just a basic ignorance and lack of understanding of just that behavior and what it does, right? It causes other people to be like, oh, this person just sucks. You know, they're not able to actually do it. All they do is give me excuses. Like, I mean, I just think about the language someone's going to use if I do that to them. And then I'm like, fuck, I don't want to be known like that. Mm. Right. So I don't think people realize how they're impacting this sort of opinion other people have of them. And when you're like actually trying to get something done in a startup or a business, like that opinion there of like slowness or friction causes people to think you suck. And yeah. I honestly, I'm being brutally honest, but like if I was a team member and I kept getting blocked and I was actually doing the work and I was getting blocked because the founder or my manager isn't like appropriately, what am I going to think? I'm not going to last there too long, right?
Yeah.
Why would I?
Yeah. Right?
Why would I? I'm doing the work. I'm getting blocked. Well, fuck, I'm out, right?
It's not only that. It's what happens when you don't deliver what you had promised to your boss then or to your team lead? You're going to most likely follow the example and make up some excuses as well, right? And now you're creating a culture of people coming up with excuses whenever something doesn't work. And to me, this really points to another core issue of why I believe people make up excuses, which is ownership. I think that when people make mistakes, if they break their word or if they don't deliver on their promises, that feels bad to them. So they're looking for a way out. They were looking for a way to not have to own up to that fully, and then they come up with a rationalization that is like, well, I didn't do it because the bus was too late. Well, my dog ate my homework. Well, the internet was really slow. Well, I was traveling, so I didn't get it done. They come up with some kind of an explanation that defers the responsibility to an external factor versus owning fully up to it internally and saying, you know what? I didn't do it. It doesn't matter if it was raining, if the internet was down, if there was an explosion. I didn't get it done because I fully own up to the responsibility of keeping my word, irregardless from external factors. I think it boils down to ownership. People don't take full responsibility for their life when things go wrong, and they like to look for ways to deflect that responsibility to an external factor and say, it's not really me at fault here. It's really the weather, or it's really my boss. It's really, you know, whatever it was, some bullshit explanation that allows me a way out of owning up to the fuck up. No?
I really like that. I mean, I just really like that because I think that's what's going on in most people's heads most of the time when they're doing this. They feel like an excuse is better than an answer or a real response, just because it's shame almost, if you think of it like that. It's like, I sent the email. A person probably looked at it 2 or 3 times, and then at some point they're like, crap, I better respond to this. And instead of responding with, oh, fuck, I'm sorry, here's when I'm going to get it done, or I'll get it done by tonight, and then obviously getting it done by tonight, it's more of a bunch of excuses. And I've seen all kinds of versions, right? Either a bunch of excuses, nothing else, a bunch of excuses like you're saying, and, you know, an idea of when it'll get done. And you know what, you know the problem with that is? If I give it to them on a Monday, they give me the excuse and say they're going to have it by Wednesday night, it's half-assed by Wednesday night usually. And then it's like, hey, can you elaborate, please? You know, can you write more? Here, I've got 5 more questions now because you need to answer them the right way. And I think there's some shame involved, right? Or there's some guilt involved. And so, yeah, I really like the way you're thinking about it because they're just trying to solve for themselves and say, oh, I feel shameful. I feel guilty. So I better give an excuse instead of just coming correct.
All right. So I have a story that I'll share just because it happened last night. And then maybe we move to telling people what we think, how kind of founders or everybody really should live a life without excuses, right? And kind of how we've gotten to that point or how we think about it. It's going to kind of give people more directions of what to do, because this is the what not to do section, which is basically make up excuses when you fuck something up or you don't do something that you promised. So last night something funny happened. So we're doing these team dinners. We're doing a team retreat with Closeout right now in Berlin with the entire company over here. And every night we do a dinner, and it's like one dinner is with everybody. So one night it's going to be everybody going for dinner together, and one night we split up in groups. So it's smaller, more intimate groups that go to different places to have dinner together. And yesterday we want to go for dinner at 8. It's scheduled at 8. Everybody has a calendar invite with the restaurant address and everything. And a small group decided to leave the office, the co-working space, earlier to go work out together, which was a cool idea. They were late. So we left, most of the people in the company left at 8, just as it was in the calendar, to go to the restaurant, sat down, and we're now waiting to order and have food. And we assume that at some point these guys will just find their way on their own to the restaurant, right, to have dinner with us. So what happens is it's like at 8 p.m. is the dinner in the calendar. At 8:09 or something, one of my co-founders gets a message, which is like, hey, what is the name of the restaurant that we're having dinner at? And just to set the scene, that co-founder is not necessarily the most helpful human in all situations. So his natural response in that moment was, well, he responded, look at your calendar. Because in his world, it's like, it's not my responsibility to be your personal assistant and let you know that not only you're late, but now I also have to tell you where you need to go. Why didn't you look at the calendar? You have a calendar. Figure it out on your own. So there was a bit of back and forth of him basically not being helpful and being difficult in that way, and those guys being irritated by that. So by the time they show up, we're having a good time. We're all having a laugh about it. They show up, and they're, you know, one of them is actually pretty irritated about this. It's like, this sucks. Why wasn't he more helpful? And I was like, well, he's not your mom or dad. Why didn't you just look at your calendar? Well, I didn't have access to my calendar, and I thought that you guys would wait for us. I'm like, well, we're not responsible for waiting for you. It's in your calendar. You're an adult before leaving for the gym. Why did you ask where the restaurant is? Why did you ask how to get there? We don't have to think for you. You're an adult. Well, and he just was making up excuses. Well, I didn't have internet. Well, I thought that we would be faster. Well, the gym signing up for the membership that took longer. And I was like, I don't care about any of this. How is any of this my co-founder's responsibility? He doesn't have to be helpful for you. He doesn't have to babysit you or give you good answers. Because at the end of the day, this was a very simple task for you to figure out. We all have an appointment to meet up for dinner at a certain place. It's in your calendar. If you want to do something before that in a city you're not that familiar with, you need to do some prep work. It's not his fault. You need to own up to your own life. And we made some jokes and it was fine. We had all a good time. I made him actually sit next to my co-founder. And then by the end of the night, they were laughing together and it was all resolved. But to me, it was a great example of this. Like, I didn't do my own homework. I wasn't prepared. I am late and I'm blaming this other person, right? I'm putting all the fault to this other person. And I'm angry at this other person. Why did they not provide me with assistance for me being totally unprepared? And to me, that speaks to like a way of thinking. Either you take extreme ownership over your life and the decisions you make. And when you need help, it's cool, but you don't expect people to need to help you at all times. Oh, you don't. And then you make up excuses. Well, I didn't have Wi-Fi. I don't know the city. This gym membership thing took too long. All these things to me are not good reasons for you being late or relying on somebody else, right? It's still your responsibility at the end of the day.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing the example. As you were talking, I was thinking about what you said about like, what are solutions to this? So let's just jump right into those, right?
Yeah.
But that's a really good example. And again, thank you for sharing, because I know it's hard to share stuff from your team and they're going to hear it. It's going to be great. Hi, guys. As you were talking, the feeling I got for myself and how I think about it is like, if I'm in a situation like that, I'm very focused on my tardiness and how I'm making other people feel. So I'd probably be super apologetic, you know, in the text messages or whatever, you know, and actually might have got your co-founder to tell me the actual address just by being apologetic. Hey, I'm really sorry. Don't have access to that. Can you just give me that? We'll be there as soon as possible. The gym thing was running late. Right. So part of it is like, you want to get out the reasoning but you kind of elaborate, right? And you say this and that and the other, and it's like one quick sentence or a couple words about why you're late won't make it feel as much like an excuse, you know, cause like what comes to mind for me is oftentimes people want to tell a story. I don't want to hear a fucking story. If you're going to tell me a story about something, you know, that you couldn't do because you were doing something else, right? It's like a story. It's not relevant to me if you're responsible for something and you're supposed to be there. So I think people just get into the story mode and trying to convince you that it's okay that they were late. And at the end of the day, it's not okay that they were late. It's probably not okay that they're giving you this excuse. What's okay is an honest, truthful, clear answer as to what happened. Right. And what's going to happen next. So I think people focus too much on the what happened to tell you a story and make themselves feel better instead of focusing on what's the next step? What's the action? Right. You know, you and I like to get to action. Excuses are not action.
I love that. Yeah, that makes so much sense. I think sometimes you want to offer some context, but you want to minimize it. You want to minimize the information on why something is the way it is, in a way that is helpful in explaining how it's going to be different now, or how the action that you're going to take is going to be now delivering, et cetera, versus the explanation should not be about getting yourself out of the responsibility. It should be all about offering useful information to the other side, right? That's really it.
Well, I mean, part of it is like, don't state the obvious. If you're 30 minutes late or something, don't come in stating the obvious that you're 30 minutes late, right? Yeah. Just come in being apologetic, saying, I'm sorry, right? The gym took longer than we thought. We're here now, you know?
Yeah.
Just sit down and get going.
A lot of times when I'm late to something, I just say, sorry, I'm 10 minutes late. I suck. Appreciate the flexibility. Can we talk now? Right. I just take full ownership of it. I don't tell, well, the cab was running late and my 4-year-old was crying. Like, it doesn't, all that doesn't matter. Right. I apologize for being late. I own up to it. It's my fault. And then let's move on with life. If an explanation would be useful to you, I might give you an explanation, but I don't give excuses. Excuses is basically an explanation. I still have ownership. I just want you to understand why I did this way or why I didn't deliver. An excuse is me saying it's not really my fault. Although I was responsible for it, it's not really my fault that it didn't happen. So whenever you can, give an explanation, but stop excusing it if it's not really helping the other person and if it's not really pointing to any obvious next action item.
Yeah, I feel like when I have the need to say an excuse, I actually will stop myself and actually try to get in the moment, because in the moment, the excuse doesn't matter, right? Like, if I've done this, so like, let's say I'm 10 minutes late to a coffee meeting. I've already texted the person usually and said, hey, I'm going to be a little bit late. They're usually cool with it, right? Just normal people, right? And you give them a heads up. So like 5 or 10 minutes before I'm 10 minutes late, I might do that. And then before I even get out of the car, because I'm usually driving at park, I'm like, okay, time to go. Let's not worry about the fact that you're 10 minutes late and get in the moment and, you know, get on with whatever the context of that meeting is with the person. And so what comes to me is like, if you can just center yourself and say, hey, I'm in the moment now. What matters in the moment is like getting to the thing that we were supposed to do with this person, instead of worrying about the fact that I'm late and trying to explain that for 5 minutes. So I think a tactic is just like sort of making sure you're in the moment and you're present right now versus feeling like, you know, you're so late and feeling all that guilt. So you almost have to like get rid of that, you know, because it's actually going to be worse if you feel guilty and you're having the meeting with the person or whatever it may be.
Yeah. All right. What else do we have? I'm transitioning here to other rooms being kicked
cool.
out of the kitchen. Do you
yeah,
want to
cool.
wrap it up?
I do want to wrap it up. I wanted to give a tip about this, obviously. I'm sure you'll have one. And I know we've given some tips and hopefully some tactics. So to me, the tip I'd give on kind of how to prevent yourself from having no excuses is to constantly be thinking about like the things that people have sent you and what your responsibilities are, and focusing on the ones where you're just like holding someone else back by not doing it. And oftentimes it's like email audit or an audit of text messages, wherever your to-do list sits or wherever like people are pinging you with things. Just think about all these things that you might be, and this is specific to like tasks, like the example I gave, you know, that started this, but it's like there's always somebody that you might be like lagging on or something. Just think about why and think about how to respond in a way that's respectful to them instead of giving excuses. So just by even the idea that we had this episode, I'm pretty sure people are going to start catching themselves on the excuses they give, because we all do it. This is not like something that is, you know, you work on it and then you're all of a sudden awesome about this, right? Like we all want to explain ourselves and, you know, feel better about something bad we did and, you know, being late or, you know, giving an excuse for not doing something. That's something bad, so to speak. And, you know, it happens all the time. So I'm working through this all the time. When I see founders that have this or even friends of mine that have it or people I communicate with, I try to call it out. And the challenge for me, just, you know, to stop rambling about this, is like, it's actually super hard to tell someone stuff like this about how to improve this kind of stuff without, you know, them feeling attacked. Cause you're essentially telling them that like the way they're communicating is not effective, you know, and that's a little difficult.
Yeah. I love the perspective that you have on this, which is very much about like empathy and thinking about the other person, how that impacts them, thinking about how it makes them feel, thinking about how you feel, and just thinking about the relationship when you use excuses and how it impacts people. So I love that. My kind of tip, or the way that I'm going to kind of end the episode on, is going to be slightly less empathetic. And that's a personal little mantra that I have, which is just basically telling myself, nobody gives a fuck. Like whenever I have this urge to tell people, oh, today is a shitty day because in the morning, you know, I had a fight with my wife or my kid was sick or something else, I tell myself, nobody gives a fuck. Just get the job done. Promise what you deliver. And I'm always drawing some inspiration from people like performers, for instance, right? If I go to a concert of some band or some artist, it doesn't matter if they had a bad day. It doesn't matter if they had a fight. It doesn't matter if they feel horrible or depressed that moment. You know, 20,000 people paid a shit ton of money. They all made arrangements, found babysitters, had to drive for hours. they all were waiting in line for such a long time, and they're now in the stadium and they want to have an amazing night, and you promised them that. And it doesn't matter how the artist feels. The artist can't come out and be like, tonight I'm not going to give you a great show. I'm not going to be singing that well. I won't have any energy because, you know, I really don't feel that great today. It doesn't matter. Nobody gives a shit. Just perform, right? Friends and family, there's a time to be open and to be vulnerable and to have discussion and catharsis and bitch and whine about things. And that's usually with friends and family in private settings. But in business, nobody gives a fuck. Just do what you promised to do and figure out a way. We all have problems. Figure out a way around them. Figure out a way to perform despite them. And don't think that just because you had a bad day or something happened to you, that gives you the permission to not do what you wanted to do because you now have an excuse. And I think about like basketball players, I think about singers, I think about these people that there's a time and date and you have to show up and perform at the highest level. And it does not matter if you feel like it or not in that moment. You just have to perform. And I look at it daily as an inspiration for myself whenever I don't feel like doing something, or whenever I haven't done a great job and I have the urge to explain myself to others. I just tell myself to shut the fuck up and tell myself nobody cares. They have their own problems. They don't need to hear mine. Let's just go talk about the work, get it done, and talk about next steps. So that's something that I try to draw inspiration from, but also a fairly harsh way that works with me internally, with communicating with myself and editing myself whenever I have this urge to just whine or bitch or explain or excuse myself to others.
I really like the just get the job done. So we're going to end with that.
Awesome. Just get the job done. All right. That's it from us for this week.